Good morning, Rabbi Sai, and welcome back to Torah Way, and hope everybody's had a good rest. And we're going to have a look, because today is Rosh Chodesh, so we're going to have a look a little bit at today and tomorrow at Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, and in particular, the question of whether or not there is any chiyuv of a suda on Rosh Chodesh. Now, everybody knows that if a person forgets the Alev Yovo in benching, then the halacha is that he has to go back and bench again, providing that he had a chiyuv of suda, like Yom Tov and Shabbos, where there is a chiyuv suda. Therefore, if you missed out Yalev Yovoi on Yom Tov, or you missed out Yalev Yovoi on Rosh Chodesh that fell on Shabbos, then the halacha is that you go back and you have to bench again. But on Rosh Chodesh, which falls on a weekday, like today or tomorrow, if you have a suda later on and you eat bread, and you wash afterwards, and you bench afterwards, if you forget Yalev Yovoi, then you do not go back. Why do you not go back? Because your benching is still a good benching. You didn't have a Chiyuv Suda. There wasn't a Chiyuv Suda on Pashtus. That's the way we understand it at the moment. There's no Chiyuv Suda on Rosh Chodesh, and therefore, the obligation to say Yalev Yovoi is not so strong, because I didn't have a chiyuv to eat anyway. And therefore, if somebody wants to go through the day, hypothetically, and not eat any hamoitzi, then he won't say Yalev Yovoi. And although I haven't seen it inside Mefurish, I guess it's exactly the same. If you forget to say B'zochreinu L'tova B'yoim Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh in Yalev Yovoi, in Alamichyo, same thing would apply. I don't have a chiyuv suda, therefore I wouldn't go back and repeat the benching because of that. Alamichya and Yom Tov, if you forgot the Zochreinu, I need to check it out. I don't know. Yeah? Okay, it's a good point. I don't want to say because I don't know offhand. Yeah? Now, you've got Siman Tov Yud Tes, which is Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. It's the end of Chelek Dalet of Mishnah Berurah, of Orach Chaim and Chelek Dalet. And it says there, Tov Yud Tes, Uvoi Seif Echod. It's one of those which the whole of the siman is one seif, and the siman doesn't have a title. The title of the siman is Uvoi Seif Echod, that this Tov Yud Tes has one seif. What does seif say? Seif is in Gadson five words. Mitzvah Laharbois Bisudos Rosh Chodesh. That there is a mitzvah to increase Sudas Rosh Chodesh. Now the question is, what are we talking about? Are we saying that there is a chiyuv to eat a meal on Rosh Chodesh? In which case that would be a contradiction to the halacha we just said about Yalev Yovoi. Or is there a diuk here that he's saying, mitzvah laharbois, there is an increase that you should increase bisudas Rosh Chodesh, in the suda of Rosh Chodesh that you happen to be eating anyway, your breakfast or your lunch or your supper. And again, we'll talk about supper as well, whether or not there's a chiyuv at night as well or only by day. If even by here, the Mefarshim say that the sudas Rosh Chodesh that we're talking about.
What are the words?
Mitzvah, laharbois, bisudas Rosh Chodesh.
So it's indicated
so
that
the Mashmoa says that I'm eating a meal anyway, and I should eat something extra. And in fact, that will probably be the maskana of the whole discussion. Obviously, we're finished for today. We can talk tomorrow about it. Maskana will be that you eat your regular meal, but you add something to it. It's brought down that the stipler, for instance, on Rosh Chodesh, drank wine with the suda. Now, that was being moisif, something specially, and he made all the house members of his household drink wine. His wife, his children, everybody, this suda on Rosh Chodesh, a regular lunch on Rosh Chodesh, on a weekday, I wouldn't drink wine. I'm being moisif wine, l'chvoid Rosh Chodesh. So I'm being mekayem the mitzvah, mitzvah l'harbois, bisudas Rosh Chodesh. But the others who are going to learn that there is an inyan of making a suuda on Rosh Chodesh specially.
And why would Rosh Chodesh differ to Yom Tov?
We'll look at it tomorrow, Plinator. Yeah, that's part of the discussion. Obviously, that's the discussion is in that point.
The topic's really changed,
though. Well,
whatever.
Sorry, what is the topic?
Come on.
Torah Way, Northwest London, Sunday, Rosh Chodesh, Aleph to Rosh Chodesh, Elul. What?
Yeah.
Yeah?
No.
So, no. Alan. Today is the first day of Rosh Chodesh Adar and the last day of Chodesh Av, and it is the 24th of August, and our speaker is Rav Moshe Vital of Rosnach Shlita, who's going to be speaking about Rosh Chodesh.
Shkoyach. Topic slightly changed overnight, or over the morning, actually. Be'ez Hashem. I was just thinking with what the Olam we're talking about is the Aleph of Rosh Chodesh or base of Rosh Chodesh. So when do you blow the shofar? When do we start blowing the shofar? Second day of Rosh Chodesh, the minig is. Reason being that Moshe Rabbeinu went up for the last 40 days and finally there was a total appeasement and he came down with the luchas and in order that they don't make the same mistake that they made originally when Moshe Rabbeinu went up. So there's this shofar every day reminds you, don't do an avera, don't make a mistake. So that starts from base to Rosh Chodesh, the real Rosh Chodesh Elul, which was the last 40 days. Which Agav, I've mentioned it before, but just quickly, because it's Rosh Chodesh, I'll mention it again. It's well known that the Sfardim start Stichas already. So why do they do Stichas already? They have more averas than us? Or we're lazy, so we don't get up at the beginning of the month? Why is it like this, that we only have like a week this year, a week and a bit, of Slichas, and they have a whole month? So the Vilna Gaon has a very interesting approach. The Vilna Gaon says that there's a machloikas if Benissan Nivra Olam or Betishri Nivra Olam. He says this machloikas is a machloikas Svadim and Ashkenazim. The Svadim Paskin Benissan Nivra Olam. The world was created in Nisan. And Mamela, Rosh Hashanah has got nothing to do with the creation of the world. So what's this whole Zman? It's the Zman that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the mountain and we had Rachamim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to make the Yemei HaDin in what was already fixed as Yemei HaRachamim. And therefore, how many days are those days? The full 40 days. It's the story of Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore they do Slichas for the whole Elul, and that's Eretz Yemei Teshuva. It's the whole story of Moshe Rabbeinu. That is why they have the whole Yemei HaElul as Yemei Slichas. Now, we don't totally forsake that. We blow the shofar for the whole Yemei HaElul. But we don't do Slichas. Yeah.
So you say it in the Sfardim holders.
Yes.
Sorry, it's in the Gemara.
Yeah, it's a Machloikas, but they Paskin.
Like.
Benissa Nivra Olam. Therefore, Hashanah has got nothing to do with the Yom Briyas HaOlam. I don't know if they say HaYom HaRas HaOlam. You'll have to check. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if they don't, then that will be really neat. And Ashkenazim Paskin, they're Betishri Nivra Olam. And if so, it's nothing to do with the Yomim and Moshe Rabbeinu, it's something before that. It's Adam Rishon's din. Adam Rishon had a din that he sinned on Friday. That's the Rosh Hashanah. Sinned on Friday. And he was Yotzo Bedimus. He won. Meaning he didn't drop dead. He was given Rachamim. And therefore, we every year go through the din of Adam Rishon. And therefore, we start at Sunday, sort of to symbolize Yemei Bereishis, that started at Yom Rishon. And okay, so there's a cheshbon, 4 days, whatever, leave out all the details. But we always start as a Sunday, it's sort of symbolic of Yemei Bereishis and Adam Rishon's din. And therefore, we don't start from Yemei Elul, because it's nothing to do with Elul. That's if you paskim benissan nivra. It's a very interesting look on this matter. Now, the topic was officially meant to be a Tzar Gidol Bonim, but I decided to move it to more towards Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh. But I'll just tell you something interesting. I'll tell you a few interesting things as we go through the shir. Someone I was a very big fan of, Beryl Wine. he brings that. That one of his grandchildren asked him, Zaidi, why do you look so old? So he said, ask your parents. Okay, so we all can resonate with that, even a young man like me. So let me share with you a topic, and we'll come back, I think, to something very interesting where Beryl Wine says that I think we can take towards the Yemei HaDin. So there is a Shaila. I'm specifically choosing this topic because it's relevant to Rosh Chodesh. It's relevant to Rosh Chodesh and super relevant to Rosh Hashanah. So the Shaila is like this. The Gemara in Brachos Yud Beis, a halachic topic, and then we'll get back to the drush. The Gemara in Brachos Yud Beis and Mabeis says there is halacha to say in Aseres Tumei Tshuva from Rosh Hashanah, not Hamelech HaKadosh. Now, Hamelech HaMishpat, for Ashkenazim at least, is less homo. Because we anyway say Melech Oyev Tztoko Mishpat. So since you mention Melech, you're always okay. But Hamelech HaKadosh is a machloikas in the Gemara if it's Ma'akov or not. Gemara says in Brachos Yud Beis that Rabbi says, Rabbi Eliezer says, that if you said Hokei LaKadosh in a Aseres Tumei Tshuva, you're Yoitza. And Rabbi says you're not Yoitza. It's Machloikas if Rabbi means even B'dieved you're not Yoitza, or L'chatchil you should be saying HaMelech HaKadosh. We paskin that you have to say HaMelech HaKadosh. If you said Hokei LaKadosh, you have to. Oh, so if Tochtei Dibur you remembered, then you can fix up. However, even if Tochtei Dibur you remembered, but if you started the next bracha, you can't fix up. Where do you go? Back to the beginning, because the Shalosh Brachos Rishonos are all one. Okay. Why do we say HaMelech HaKadosh? What's the reason to say HaMelech HaKadosh? We'll soon see what this has to do with Rosh Chodesh. What's the reason to say HaMelech HaKadosh? The Mishbura says, because Rosh Hashanah is Yoyim Adin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yoshev V'don Kol HaOlam, and the Malchus is Mizbata. The kingdom is Mizbata with a ruler, and rulership, and judgment. And therefore, we say Malchus, HaMelech HaKadosh, the time of judgment. We see there's Yesh Din V'Yesh Dayan. That's a melech, a real melech. And therefore, we say Malchus. Now here comes the Shaila. It's actually from not such a known personality nowadays, but he seemed to be in the Godel HaDor in the time of the Chayei Adam. It's a shame, I once saw a little bit more details about him, and I never noted it down together with this. I have to find it again. But it's the only, maybe one other time I've seen him quoted. But there's a big tumult on his words over here. Chayei Adam brings, the Shai Tzion brings it at the bottom of the Mishbura, that there was a Gaon called Reb Abeli Pesvela, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who says, if on the night of Rosh Hashanah you didn't say HaMelech HaKadosh, you don't need to say Shema Nesra again. I thought we just said that if you miss HaMelech HaKadosh, it's Ma'akov, it's a Gemara. So he says, it's like Yalav V'Yovoi on the night of Rosh Chodesh. Yalav V'Yovoi on the night of Rosh Chodesh, if you missed it, you don't have to Shemoneh Esrei again. Why not? Because Eim Mekachin is a Chodesh B'Layla, so it's not really kicked in the Rosh Chodesh. Now think, Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh. So if Eim Mekachin is a Chodesh B'Layla, it's not really Rosh Hashanah yet. Halachically, in a certain way. So just like Yalav Yovo is not Ma'akov, HaMelech HaKadosh is not Ma'akov. That's what he says.
I'm sorry, what has been kicked in?
Rosh Chodesh. And Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh.
Yeah, why don't
Because Bezdin have to be Makadosh the Chodesh, and they only do it in the day.
Okay.
Because they have to Paskin. Bezdin don't Paskin in the night. They have to Paskin. And therefore, it's not really Rosh Chodesh yet in Halacha. It is Rosh Chodesh, but it's not in Halacha, it doesn't carry weight. And therefore, Melech HaKadosh is not Ma'akov in the night. And Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh.
Every Rosh Chodesh
is Yalav Yom. True. That's why Yalav Yom is not Ma'akov in the night. Again, it could be that Hog of Rosh Chodesh starts in the night, but the Psak of the Bezdin has to be done in the day.
That's the first day of Rosh
Hashanah. The Chora, yeah, we're going to get to that. But yes, the Chora. Okay. Now, the Chofetz Chaim has a big question here. Chofetz Chaim in Shaar HaTzion. Sometimes it's gems in Shaar HaTzion. It's like a whole sugya in a little Shaar HaTzion. So Chofetz Chaim has the following question. He said, I don't understand. So you're telling me that it doesn't matter that you didn't say HaMelech HaKadosh, because it's not Rosh Hashanah. That's in essence how we're going to get around the fact that you didn't say HaMelech HaKadosh, because it's you're going to say, look, halacha l'maaseh, it's not Rosh Hashanah. So then you weren't Yotze Shemayin Esra, because you davened the Rosh Hashanah Dikah Shemayin Esra. And, you know, Bishleim Yarav Yovoi, yeah, whatever it is, if it's Friday night, or if it's today, yeah, you missed Yarav Yovoi in the night, you still daven Maariv. So, we'll say, it's not Rosh Chodesh tonight, properly in Halacha, and you're okay. But here, you're only davening Rosh Hashanah, davening because Rosh Hashanah. Right? Now, okay, Emekadosh Tachodesh B'Laila, but we're Noyog, that's Rosh Hashanah. But as soon as you take it on board, that you don't daven the Yud Ches Brachas, you daven a different type of Shemoneh Esra, then you've got to be Yotze that Shemoneh Esra. So in as much as you're davening Rosh Hashanah, Dikah davening, then HaMelech HaKadosh has to be Ma'akov. Because, okay, now it might not be Ma'akov, but then you daven the Rosh Hashanah. Again, it might not be Rosh Hashanah, but the Noyag is you daven Rosh Hashanah. That's Paskat. That's definitely true. Whether Makach and Emekach be daven Rosh Hashanah. So if you did HaMelech HaKadosh, you've davened Rosh Hashanah. But if you don't do HaMelech HaKadosh, then L'chaira, you've said, you're going to use the fact that it's still a normal day. Then you're going to daven a normal Shemoneh Esra. How are you Yotze? You Yud Ches Brachos with the wrong Shemoneh Esra. That's the kasha of the Chofetz Chaim. It took me, back in the day, it took me a long time to crack the Shaar Tzeiah. It sounds very geschmack. I'm just saying, if you read the Shaar Tzeiah, it's very hard to know what he's asking, what he's saying. But that's the question of the Chofetz Chaim.
In the Nusach of the Rosh Hashanah, you've got Yad Avi Avoy as well, for Yom HaZikar and Asef.
Okay.
Yeah. You mean the word Mamre? Yeah. So
yeah.
So you say that's not Makav either, according to
L'chaira. Yeah. Okay, let's move on.
The theme of a pet to Palkhias all the way through, which is going to compensate for the Melech HaKudosh missing.
I hear, but Lamaisa and Halacha HaMelech Markov, right? So I'm saying, in as much as you're using that, taking away that ikuv by saying it's weekday, then you've got the wrong Shemoneh Esra.
Weekdays, if you haven't got Melech HaKudosh, then it's fine.
I hear where you're going. But Lamaisa on Rosh Hashanah, if you didn't say Melech HaKudosh, you know you're
morning, if you didn't say Melech HaKudosh, if you didn't say in the morning, you still have to repeat.
Okay. Now, Reb Abeli, he explains Reb Abeli as follows. He says, maybe, listen to this Kiddush. Yeah, you see a word from Reb Abeli. He says, if you didn't say Melech HaKadosh, you yotze in the night, because Eimei Kadosh Chodesh B'Laila. Ask the Chofetz Chaim, you daven the wrong Shemoneh Esra. Maybe Reb Abeli is talking about when you chapt, that you didn't say Melech HaKadosh, and you're out of Toch Dei Dibbs, you can't fix up, and you don't want to start Shemoneh Esra again, because not Pashu, you should start Shemoneh Esra again, because Melech HaKadosh is not Ma'akov. Carry on with the weekday tefillah. And then you yotze. You're the Chiddush. To say, L'chatchila, you should daven now a weekday tefillah. Because you don't want to do Brochel HaTola, because it could be HaMelech HaKadosh, not Ma'akov. But you can't carry on with Shemoneh Esra of Rosh Hashanah, because then you're saying it's Rosh Hashanah, and you're going with that Noyug, that's Rosh Hashanah, that you'd have to have done HaMelech HaKadosh. Carry on now with the weekday Shemoneh Esra.
And skip out completely the
regular weekday Shemoneh Esra.
So you'll have your way afterwards, eh?
Maybe. Finished.
Does Mishabruva, does he pass on this?
No. The truth is, let's work it through. But that's what he says. He asks a question. Let's see what his question is. He asks a question. You've now done your Shemoneh Esra, a weekday Shemoneh Esra. And it's okay, b'dievet. The Noyag is to do Rosh Hashanah. But b'dievet, you have to fall back on this, and you've done a Shemoneh Esra, which works, because Eimei Kadosh Chodesh B'Laila, so why do another one?
Am I right? Friday night, if by mistake you said the weekdays.
Your Yotze, sure. No. You need to mention Shabbos.
Right.
You're just it's a shorter Shemoneh Esra, although be'etzem it could be a longer Shemoneh Esra. Right? Because it's just for Shabbos, we made it shorter. So I'm saying the Yud Ches Brachos Shai, we definitely have to mention Shabbos, otherwise it's not Yotze. But here we're saying it's not Rosh Hashanah. Eimei Kadosh Chodesh B'Laila. Okay. Comes on the Chofetz Chaim. And he says he doesn't like it because he says to be matil chatchila, someone that chaps, that it's, he's done something wrong, to be matil against what the whole of Klal Yisrael is davening, a Rosh Hashanah davening to say, yeah, now carry on weekday, Emekach Shkodesh Belayla. It's Mavur and Rosh Hashanah. It cannot be Lechatchila. It's at the most a super b'di'evet. And Reb Avni is just saying, no, you got it wrong. Just go right into a weekday Shemana. It doesn't sit well with the Chavetz Chaim. Well, it's not according to this. It's not Yom Tov, yeah. Right? Because you need the Chodesh. Tikkun b'Chodesh. You need the Chodesh to make it Rosh Hashanah. But okay. That is the Chavetz Chaim state. So no, he doesn't seem to like it. What would you do according to Chavetz Chaim? Well, we'll have to address: is this Hamelech HaKodesh really Ma'akov or not? Maybe he also is Ma'akov in the night. Let's see. Let's go a little further. So the Beis HaLevi has a tshuva about this. Chelik Alef Sim Mem Beis, and he says. He says like this. He says the same as the Chavetz Chaim. That we're talking about that you missed HaMelech HaKodesh, you chapped, and you want to carry on until weekday davening. And that would be the understanding of Reb Abi, but he says it's not simple for another reason. He says it's not simple because even if Eim Akach Sechodesh Belayla, and therefore, what do we want to say? It's weekday? No. Ya'ala v'yavoy, if he didn't say, okay. However, to go to a weekday davening, we're not, you know, even if I'm Melech Akash Sam Akka, but to go to a weekday davening, we would not allow you. Why? Because Eim Akach Sechodesh Belayla is only. For various things, but not Issa Melacha with Zichah Noyag in the night, right? And since it's Issa Melacha, it's Zichah Yom Tov. Yeah? Because Issa Melacha is more chom, there's an oinshim for Issa Melacha, right? So we can't say that Issa Melacha doesn't kick in, and since it does, you cannot do a weekday davening. And if you can't do a weekday davening, it's now going to be a stira. Yeah? You're saying that you. I don't know. I don't want to say about the Etzem HaMelech HaKodesh, but he definitely doesn't allow you to carry on with a weekday davening because of Issa Melacha.
Even though we would do that on a Friday night during Issa Melacha, if you started after Koine.
Yeah. Yes, but you'd still have to mention... One second.
One second.
One second. Unless he means it's not like he won't allow you to dafka go and do a weekday Shemaneh.
It's only the first brocha if you start.
Well, whichever brocha you're at, as long as you're chugging along, you carry on.
Then you would then go back to the Shabbos.
You continue on from Shabbos. Yeah. Okay. There's another answer. The Binyan Shloima Chelik Beis Simen Mem Vov. He says like this. It says in the Gemara. Rosh Hashanah, Tan Rabbon, Ki Choyk Yisrael Hu Mishpat Lelekei Yaakov, Melamed Shein Bezdin Shel Ma'al Nechrosim Ledin, Elim Kein Kidshu Bezdin Shel Matas HaChodesh. That's really where it comes from. Choyk Yisrael Hu Mishpat Lelekei Yaakov. It's totally a Mishpat and a Psak of Bezdin. So Memele, he says, Din doesn't start in the night, because there's no Kidsh HaChodesh Balayla. And the Gemara says, the Din of Rosh Hashanah is totally on the Bezdin, be Mekadosh the Chodesh. So Din of Rosh Hashanah does not start in the night. Now, Melech, as we mentioned from the Mishnah Berurah, is the Hoira of Din. We say, why did it say Melech in Aseret Mechuvah? Because he does Din. So if Din doesn't start in the night, even if it's Rosh Hashanah totally, even if we say it's Rosh Hashanah, it's the Melacha, like we said from the Beis HaLevi, but Din doesn't start in the night. And that is what Rav Abeli means. Now, Avada, he means you're davening Rosh Hashanah, you're davening. Because it's Rosh Hashanah. But the element of Din, which we said, HaMelech, is Moira on Din, that doesn't start, it's not Ma'akov, until Bezdin, Amakaj, Sechodesh. And Memela, he says, that the Avad Yod Avana Shemana Esra of Yom Tov, but the HaMelech, the Din part, is not Ma'akim, not because it's not Rosh Hashanah, like we learned in the Mishnah Berurah, and then you'd have to carry on a weekday davening. Rather, Hamelech element doesn't start because the din part doesn't start in the night, because Gemara says clearly, Ein bezdin shel malo nechnosim ledin, it's Rosh Hashanah. But the non-nechnosim ledin, Elam kein kitchu bezdin shel mato sechodesh, and it's tolu in a posuk. So Rosh Hashanah, it is, again, you know, Yalav Yovu, we say it's not mamash Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, but Rosh Hashanah, with davening Rosh Hashanah, dikka davening, it's Issa Melacha, so it's Rosh Hashanah already. It's not like Rosh Chodesh, it's Issa Melacha. It's Rosh Hashanah already. However, the din element doesn't start in the night, because it's a posuk, and the Gemara says clearly, din doesn't start until the bezin shomata was mekadosh, and the din is like Yalav Yovu. But the yoim is ready Rosh Hashanah. So the davening will be Shemayin Esra of Yom Tov. But the Hamelech HaKodesh is not ma'akav.
Yes. So, unless the bezdin are going to sit before Shacharis, the same might apply to Shacharis and Musaf, that Melech HaKodesh.
It could be that. Once they're able. It could be it's once they're able. I don't know. It could be. Yeah.
At the end of Mar, we say Rosh Hashanah,
and all the simonim and the night.
Nowadays that we're kuvair,
I'll get to it in a minute.
Now with the luach, is that any different?
I don't know. It's probably still. It probably still works the same way. Or Raya, Yalav Yovu is not Makkah because it's not yet Kiddush
Chodesh. What about the second night?
Yeah, I'm going to get to that. Yeah, it's mentioned. I'm going to get to that. Yeah.
Second night kicks in automatically.
Correct. Yeah. Din Lerach. Shofar.
Yeah,
that means
the morning.
But in the morning. In the morning, not in the night. Okay, very good. So, it's been mentioned by a few, Chosh V'Yidin, the idea of the second day. So the Igros Moshe, Chelik Aleph Simkuf Ayin, he says, what will be the halacha on second day Rosh Hashanah, at the night? Meaning, whichever hezbi you go into, the Chofetz Chaim, the Beis Halev, whatever it is. But HaMelech HaKodesh, with whatever hezbi you're saying, is totally on Mekadshin and Sachoidesh, which is only by Yoim. But the second night is after the first day, so it's already Mekudesh HaKodesh. And Memeleh HaKodesh B'din Balaylo. But tell me, second night Rosh Chodesh is Yalav Yovu Makav? No, it's not. Em Kadosh Chodesh B'Layla, right? But let's leave that. Let's deal with here. Lemaisa, it's Yom Tov Sheni, right? It's more Chomodik Yom Tov Sheni. Rosh Hashanah, it's Kedusha HaRichta, Kedusha Chada. But Lemaisa, Yom Tov Sheni. It'll be a zilzul in Yom Tov Sheni to say yesterday already you Kadosh Chodesh. Ah, so today's not real. Yom Tov Sheni is always like another story of what happened yesterday starts again. Okay, Rosh Hashanah is a bit different, but Lamaisa, that's how it works. So if you were to say that tonight it's Ma'akov because you're ready Makash Chodesh, you're Mezalzel in Yom Tov Sheni, and therefore there's a mockum to say that's Ma'akov, that it's not Ma'akov like the first night. However, he does say that he could hear that Rabbi was only saying it first night. Second night, you know, this is a very rare case. It's HaMelech HaKodesh once a year. It could be Chazal never said on this Shaloi Lezalzel beyond Tov Sheni, and therefore on the second night, if you were to miss HaMelech HaKodesh, even Rav Avli would agree, that's Ma'akov. Yes. So that's... Now, he does say that the Chayodim Soysim, the HaMelech HaKodesh in the night is not Ma'akov like Yalav Yovu, mashma both nights. Now, I want to go back to address this idea that there's no din on the night of Rosh Hashanah. The Sholem Eishiv has a Shaila. If a person has a tainus on Erev Rosh Hashanah, many people fast on Erev Rosh Hashanah, he brings from someone from Wien that you should be mashlim. You should go all the way till Nacht. Why? Because if you stop your fast earlier, then you can already bring in Rosh Hashanah. We don't want you to bring in Rosh Hashanah early. Rosh Hashanah is coming exactly when it comes in. Why? Because it's din. The less, the better. And therefore, he says, try and keep the fast till Rosh Hashanah, and that way, you're not bringing din. But yeah, I thought we said there's no din balayla. So, you see, from that there is. Here's another very interesting one. Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, typical Typical type of shaila of his. Shaila was, you know, in the Yemeya Haslichus and Aseres Meitshuva, a lot of people say a lot of Tehillim. The Mashlim, the Tehillim, the Cheshbonos, how to finish Tehillim many times. And what time to attend to? What time? Yeah. So they say Tehillim many, many times. Now, someone was Mekabel to say Tehillim in Aseres Meitshuva, Machmas Choyme Yemei Hadin. See? And then he realized he's not going to have time on Rosh Hashanah in the day. So Rosh Hashanah night, he whipped through as much Tehillim as possible so that he's covered ground. And someone was Meir, according to all this raid, that in the night of Rosh Hashanah is not Yemei Adin, right? Because the Din doesn't kick in until the day. Then it could be he wasn't Yotze, his Neda. The Neda was, Machmas Choyme Hadin, I'm saying Tehillim. That was his specific case. But he did in the night, and the night isn't Yemei Adin, L'chayra, L'halacha. Because Ein Mekadesh L'Chodesh B'Laila, and the din is only... That was the Shaila.
Preparation for the din.
Huh? No, he said Chayim HaDin. The Gemara Brachos Yud Ches and Beis also tells us a famous story. I'm just going quickly, so I want to mention something and bear a wine.
There's a problem with the Yerutzans. If you say Shikur is out denying me at night, there's no place for such Yerutzans if there's no din.
Yeah, Maskim and Chalami, same Shaila. And you've also got a Gemara Brachos Yud Ches and Beis, a famous Gemara about this girl that was wrapped up in the wrong cloth and she didn't decompose and she was saying over the secrets, the other person that did was shot in Shomayim and hearing the secrets of Rosh Hashanah, and Rabbi Huda Ba'iloi Chosid Echad was sleeping in the Beis HaKvaros because he had a fight with his wife, and so he went to sleep in the Beis HaKvaros and he had a dream, because how could he sleep in the Beis HaKvaros? Only Yeshoita sleeps in the Beis HaKvaros. So he had a dream about what was going on. It was Leil Rosh Hashanah, so he knew the dream was true. And they were listening to the din in Shammai. I thought there was no din on Leil Rosh Hashanah. She said in the Yoim Rosh Hashanah. So that's another question. Everything happened exactly like these children were saying. And various other rise in the Gemara of such stories. So the Gilyoni Ashas from Rabbi Yosef Engel asked the Kasha. He says, Shomati la'anshois, ein bezdin shomal and achros in the din, and okay, kidju bezdin shomatas achoydesh, where ein mekach shachosh belailo, where ein din klal amalo belei roshona, right b'yoymo, ve ech shomo belei roshona, gzeres chakol, shakol azareya will be matzliach or not matzliach, the whole story in the Gemara Brachos there, how did they know? That's his question. So, I leave it for you all to think about. I'll just quickly share with you something for a barrel of wine. If there's time, if there isn't, we'll leave it. He says that there's always a big shaila. People daven, and sometimes tefillahs are not answered. You know, Yosef Mokka Shabbos, he davened. They should have something for Shabbos, and in the fish, he found a diamond. He said he tried many times this tefillah, he never found a diamond in the fish, right? So you have to be on a madrega, but it's hard for people. The answer is no tefillah has gone unanswered. Okay. But he says, Mordechai Yosoit, and it's also to do with chinuch, so that would be to do with Tzagid al-Bonin. He says the Ramban, in the disputation in 1257, was asked by the Goyim, by the Christians, how can you be the chosen nation, Baroiv Om Hadras Melech? Now there's psukim ready, Loi Merubchem. But he said a beautiful answer. He said, what is love? Now, when a generation doesn't know what love is, the Ramban says love is hanivchel oyev hayoidea lizboiles oyavoy. Someone that can be soivel all what that oyev is doing to them and still stay loyal, that's love. Because it goes past all the troubles. I love you. I'm not going to leave you. I'm steadfast. Klal Yisrael, Agaz Baruch Hu knows, can go through all what we've gone through and still love Hashem. Still love Hashem. As the Pasuk says, Hei nik teluni, he kills us, lo yayachel, and I turn to him. Or as it says in the Piyutim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a bear that ambushes us. And who do we turn to? The bear. And children are also like that, he says. Because, you know, you buy a 5,000 pound rug, and then your child or your grandchild comes and even spits on it. And you'll still love him. You might get angry, but you'll still love him. Because there's a real bonding love. So so that's the message as we go into Elul, to before our HaMelech HaKodesh. that, you know, we daven, maybe we're not sure sometimes, what is our tefillah answer? That's all part of the test. Of Hei Niktaluni, Lo Yayachel. We stubbornly love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why He loves us, and Be'ez Hashem will shower us with Gzeiros Tovos. What was it?